Today we heard another long gospel. Two Sundays ago, we heard the story of Jesus Christ and the Samaritan woman. And Jesus Christ revealed himself to the Samaritan woman as the water of life. Last Sunday, Jesus Christ in the gospel revealed himself as the light of the world, and he healed the man that was born blind. Throughout the gospel of John, Jesus Christ reveals himself with different titles. In the gospel of John, chapter 6, verse 35, Jesus Christ reveals himself as the bread of life. In the gospel of John, chapter 10, verse 9, Jesus Christ reveals himself as the door. In the gospel of John, chapter 10, verse 11, Jesus Christ reveals himself as the good shepherd. In the gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus Christ reveals himself as the way, the truth, and the life. And in the gospel of John, chapter 15, verse 5, Jesus Christ reveals himself as the vine. In today's gospel, Jesus Christ reveals himself to us as the resurrection and the life. Not only that Jesus Christ revealed himself as the resurrection and the life, Jesus Christ raised Lazarus to life. Mary and Martha believed in the resurrection on the last day, but they did not believe that Jesus Christ was going to bring Lazarus to life at that very moment. That's why when Jesus Christ and Martha and Mary went to the tomb, Martha said to Jesus Christ, "He's been buried for 4 days. There's going to be a stench." But Jesus Christ says, "If you believe, you will see the glory of God being revealed." If you believe, you will see the glory of God being revealed. When we look at some of these gospel stories, as Jesus Christ reveals himself by these great miracles, the people still find it difficult to accept Jesus Christ as the Messiah. But Jesus' challenge to us is to believe. If we believe, we will see the glory of God being revealed in our lives. Jesus Christ is the resurrection and the life. Death is one of those things that we as human beings are most afraid of, because death is not reversible. Many people are afraid of death. We live in fear of death. And sometimes people fear death because they do not know what is beyond this present life. But as Christian people, we are people of the resurrection. Our Christian faith is hope in the resurrection. And so we need not be afraid of death. But the raising of Lazarus to new life, to life, shows us that Jesus Christ has power over death. If death is one of the things we fear the most, and Jesus Christ is able to show his victory over death, it means there is nothing as Christians we need to be afraid of. For Mary and Martha, their situation was probably, they felt it was hopeless. There's nothing that Jesus Christ can do at this point. Their brother is dead. You could hear that in the voice of Mary. "If you had been here, my brother will not have died." So they look at their current situation as being hopeless. And also for Lazarus, they could have looked at Lazarus' situation as being hopeless. Now he is dead. We can't have him back. But Jesus Christ has shown us through this act that there is nothing, there's no situation that is hopeless for him. No situation should be hopeless for us Christians. No situation should be hopeless for us Christians, because Jesus Christ is our helper. The word hopelessness should not be in our vocabulary as Christians, because we have to constantly live in hope. Even though circumstances that may seem to us to be hopeless, they are not hopeless for God. Even those circumstances that may seem to us to be helpless are not helpless for God. We just have to constantly hope that God can overturn any situation. And Jesus Christ has demonstrated it to us in today's gospel by bringing Lazarus to life. By bringing Lazarus to life, Jesus Christ shows us that there is no situation that is hopeless for him. There's no situation that is hopeless. There's nothing that he cannot do. That in every circumstance, in every situation we find ourselves, we must stay in hope because he can always help us. That's the message of today's gospel, to always live in hope, to always stay in hope. No matter how bad the circumstances are, be hopeful. Do not give up hope. Do not feel the situation is hopeless. Do not feel or say the situation is hopeless. Sometimes as Christians, we allow the circumstances, all the things around us, to determine our lives, to tell us how we should live. We allow those difficult situations to make us live very unhappy lives. But Jesus Christ is telling us we always need to stay in hope. Rather than complain how difficult things are, how our problems are, we should always believe that God can help us in those problems. You know, for some of us, we feel that our lives are all filled with problems. That everything that our life is marked with is from one problem to the next. So much so that we begin to define our lives by the problems that we have. When we encounter people and people ask us, how are you doing? You go through a litany of problems. When we go to pray, all we do is to go through one problem to the next, telling God all of our problems. Rather than you telling God all of your problems, tell your problems how big your God is. Because our God is bigger than our problems. Our God is bigger than any difficulty you are facing. Our God is bigger than any circumstance that you found yourself. And that's why we must always stay in hope. And that's why we must always celebrate, because we have a big, great, awesome God. I don't know what situation you may be going through in your life. Perhaps you are like Lazarus. You are suffering some form of death in your life. Perhaps there's a family member who is suffering some form of death. Maybe it's financial death, having difficulties with your finances. Maybe you're going through spiritual death. There's emptiness in your life. Faith means nothing to you. Maybe you have a child that was raised up in the Catholic faith, went to a Catholic school, went to college, and says, oh, I'm now an agnostic, or I no longer believe in that God stuff. Believe me, I met a lot of Catholic students in Morgantown, WVU, that were raised Catholic, went to Catholic schools, and they would say to me, you know, I used to be Catholic, I'm now agnostic. And I always make a point of saying to them, there's no such thing as I used to be Catholic. Once Catholic, always Catholic. Get back home. Instead of giving up, the temptation is to give up and say, well, I am tired of trying to get them back to the church. Instead of giving up, do not give up. Continue to pray for them. Continue to encourage them. Continue to be a good Christian Catholic model to them. Their situation is not hopeless. Their situation is not hopeless. Continue to pray for them. Some of you might be undergoing physical death. I know sometimes as Christians, we tend to believe our doctors more than we believe God. When a doctor says something to us, we meticulously follow it. When God says something to us, we are like, well, I'll think about that. Jesus Christ, the resurrection and the life, can bring you back to life. Jesus Christ, the resurrection and the life, can heal that illness that you are suffering from. But you have to believe so that the glory of God may be revealed in your life. I know several instances where doctors say to people, you know, in 6 months, you are going to die. 10, 15 years later, they are still alive. Because our God is a great, awesome healer. So we have to start believing in God. We have to start believe that He can do mighty things in our lives. We have to start believing that the miracles are not the great things that happen in the gospel. That the miracles are alive in our world. That God continues to work miracles in our lives. That God will heal us. God will change our situation that seems impossible. You know, last year around August, I had these severe back pains, and I went and I saw the doctor, and they said, oh, I was having a ruptured disc, you know, and I might need a surgery, there might be some therapy, and, you know, and all that. I got back home that evening. I said, my God is a great, awesome healer, and my God was going to heal me. I called one of my friends up on the phone, and we got into prayer. We prayed for about 4 hours. We finished praying, it was around 2 a.m. in the morning. As we're praying, the pain started leaving. The pain started disappearing. By the next morning, the whole pain was gone. I went back to the doctors to have the new x-rays and to have my back checked. And they checked it, everything was gone. Our God continues to heal. The God who raised Lazarus to life still works miracles in our world today. But we have to believe. Whatever death you are going through, God wants to work a miracle in your life. For some of you, it's your place of work. You work in a very hostile environment. You have a very difficult boss. You wake up in the morning and you are so upset by the very fact that you are going to go to work that day. You don't want to go to work. The only reason you are there is because you need that paycheck. That's not how it's supposed to be. Because even our workplace is a vocation. So you should be able to enjoy your work. You should be happy with what you are doing. When you're feeling that way about your place of work, there is death of work in you. And you need Jesus Christ to raise that aspect of your life back to life. So you're going to pray for the whole situation. You're going to pray for the resurrection in your place of work. So that when you wake up in the morning, you are not angry about work. When you wake up in the morning, you're excited about the fact that God has given you a job and your place of work is going to be a place of ministry. For some of you, the death you're experiencing is in your families. That love that you once had many years ago is gone. Marriage has become a routine. You just have to learn to put up together with each other. There's no love in existence. Your marriage probably has become an obligation more than an act of love. You want to invite Jesus Christ, the resurrection and the life, to bring your marriage back to life. Whatever circumstances you find yourself, Jesus Christ, our resurrection and life, wants to bring about a new resurrection. Jesus Christ wants to give you new life. That is a promise of Easter. And that's what Jesus Christ has demonstrated today by bringing Lazarus to life. As we prepare to receive, as we prepare for the resurrection of Jesus Christ at Easter, I want to encourage you to pray for faith. Faith is a gift. To pray for faith that you may be able to believe in Jesus Christ.